This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Agnet here. I'm Doug Steffen, this week's American Family Farmer, product of the Good Day program. In the cooperative spirit of things here, I always enjoy hearing from you. I want you to suggest things that are important to family farmers. This program, the American Family Farmer, is about what's going on the family farm, how it affects what the locavores get to eat, family farm businesses, the opposite of the huge mega industrial farming and agricultural efforts that are going on in our country have some benefit. But for me, anyway, in my experience as a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life. That's sort of what my credibility is here. Other than being a broadcaster for 5+ decades, I know my way around a cow. I know my way around a tractor. I know my way around a farm. I know my way around a truck. And I know my way around the issues. As a matter of fact, I got an email from someone who wanted to contribute. The fellow's name is Isaac, and he said, "I listen to you every week. You don't talk as much about dairying as you do the produce people." And you know what, sir? You're right. I don't. And maybe it's because I'm a little defensive in that I'm a dairy guy, and if I were left to my own devices, I would probably spend all my time talking about cows and dairy and how to overcome the stupidity of bureaucrats and the affront from the big, there are ways around the big production outfits, the Sweezes, the Dean Foods, et cetera, so that you can have a product you can sell proudly on your own farm. Thus is the story we're going to tell today from the point of view of a lady who runs Dharma Lee, a grass-fed dairy operation. The lady's name is Phyllis Van Amberg. She's here. She and her husband and their 5 children are running this operation. You're in, I think you're in upstate New York. I'm looking at 518 area code, so I know enough about that area to be dangerous. I used to own the radio station there in Cobleskill that served that whole area, Sharon Springs, and I go to McFadden's auction 2 or 3 times a year. So how's my credibility so far, Phyllis?
It's fantastic. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
You're in my backyard. I'm great. How are you?
Well, maybe when I go to the auction a week from Saturday, I'll have to come see you. There's another auction a week from Saturday. I'm bringing one of my Massey Ferguson 1150s to be sold in the auction. So maybe do you ever come over to those auctions?
Nice. I haven't been to one of the auctions, but I know them well. We're only about 3 miles, 4 miles from there. So usually, you know, as you know, the parking lot extends along the highway.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, a mile in either direction. There's usually 1,000 people at those auctions. They come from all over the place, all over the Northeast.
They do.
So where are you? Now, we're going to make this a little inside to get started with, and then we'll go to the bigger issues of what you're doing on your farm. But where, if I come up Route 20, or am I coming down one of the side roads that sort of comes across from Route 7? Where are you in relation to 7 and 20?
We're right on Route 10. That, you know, it connects 7 and 20.
Oh, coming up. So
we're in between we're in between 7 in Cobleskill and 20 in Sharon Springs, but we're very close to Sharon Springs, only 3 miles from the village.
Yeah. So you'd come out where that little at the bottom of the hill where the there's a supermarket, a little kind of a supermarket on one side, and the Stewart's is on the other side where 10 comes into 20. Is that where down that road there somewhere?
That's it. Take a left, go 3 miles, look west, and you're at our place.
Okay. Well, if I don't see you, maybe I'll come visit you when I'm up there next week.
That'd be great.
All right. How did you come to the name of Dharma Lee? What is that significant? Why that name? It's an interesting name.
Well, it's that's kind of fun for me because when we were early in sort of defining ourselves, you know, trying to figure out what we wanted to be when we were a big farm growing up, we came up with that name just from the two words, the meaning of the two words, so that something's dharma is sort of its essential nature. It's its identity in this existence, as opposed to, you know, a karma, which would extend from one lifetime to the next. And then a lei, or a li, if you're American, is a grassland or a meadow. And it just sort of clicked, and we chose it. And it was the beginning of our path towards really becoming essentially grass farmers.
All right. What do you have for cattle?
We, when we purchased the farm, we purchased the cattle too, which was a mixed herd. Some Friesian, some Great Holstein, a little bit of Jersey and Ayrshire mixed in. And this sort of leads into the story of our beginning. The farm and the cows were really in very poor shape. And so, being new to commercial dairy, we said, wait a minute, our biggest vulnerability here is the efficiency of these cattle and the variability in the pastures.
Mm-hmm. How much land have you got, by the way? How many animals do you have, and how much land do you have?
We have about 230 acres that we own. We lease another 300, and we've got 85 animals, and so about 70 of those are milk cows.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have much. You're buying cows to replace and not raising them. Is that it?
We raise all of our own now.
You do?
So, yep, we do. So a lot of those are heifers. I guess I'm including the bred heifers as milk cows. I'm a little optimistic of counting them.
All right, so that size farm in today's world is problematic. Being in New York State is problematic. You see all around you, I will describe for the audience that doesn't know this area. This is an area about 45, 50 miles directly due west of Albany. And when it's very interesting. It's kind of like in England, where you go from city, suburb to the country in 2 seconds. It's like everything's popular and then there's nothing. And in Albany, it's interesting because once you get beyond Albany, once you get beyond Interstate 90, and I mean like 400 yards past it, once you get onto 88, you're into no man's land. Not no man's land, but you're into lots of open country, open spaces. And that was one of the things that appealed to me when I first found that little radio station about 20 years ago that I owned in Cobleskill for a long time, WSDE. It was a neat area because I love the farm. But I look around and I see now how bad government, bad management, and the onslaught of these big producers has put a lot of dairy farmers out of business. There's lots of land not being used there, which seems to be a shame, but maybe it's good for people like you who have decided to stick it out and find other land around, because there's lots of land in that area, isn't there?
It's true, and that's sort of a double-edged sword. There's a lot of land, but it's a lot of land that's been neglected.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that we were attracted to this area were the other farmers that were left. Paul and I both grew up on the other side of Albany, so just southern Rensselaer County, which just a few miles away from Columbia County, and it was pretty much impossible not only to purchase the land but to find any support system. You know, we didn't have McFadden's. We didn't have, really other people that might service the tractors or supply the goods for the barn. So coming out here and trying to integrate with the few farmers that existed was one of the appeals for this area.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're going to. I'm sure I can tell already your attitude is so positive that you're going to make something of all of this. So
thank you.
I want to talk about this. There are two parts to this. I want to know about your farm. I also want to know about the Agrarian Learning Center, the Savory Institute that's in Sharon Springs that you are basically the director and chief educator for. I want to find out about how that's working to help people in that area, the knowledge that you have, farming practices, whether they say best and most modern. So we're going to focus on that to help folks out. 15 past the hour currently on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 9- 920-MACHINE, and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149 and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile. Plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
All right, 18 after the hour, our focus is on dairying and science and what cows do to the land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're pleased to have with us Phyllis Van Emberg, who runs Dharma Lee. That's the farm, and then the Savory Institute. You can go to the website, savoryinstitute.com, and get the help that we're going to overview here in the next half hour. Is this mostly, that term savory is used a lot in Europe. So are the ideas that you put forth at this institute things that you learned and brought from Europe, or are they American ideas, or a combination of both?
I think that this, we're hoping that this information is spreading worldwide. It originated in Zimbabwe, actually at the time it was Rhodesia, and then came to the United States. But there are three hubs, perhaps I think a couple more in the works within Europe. So as far as I know, that might be exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I think that sounds like it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the premise here, at least in the Savory Institute, is to have people understand what cows bring to the land. Is that not correct?
That's right. That's correct. And it's an understanding. So along with a basic idea of how ecosystem processes work, how the utilization of animals varies from seasonal rainfall to year-round humidity areas, and how best to use them as a tool for proliferating photosynthesis, really.
So where do you feel, you sound like, you know, I'm very simple and sort of, well, not simple, but I get to the bottom line quickly in a simple way. I've explained this stuff, the whole business about methane gas and what it does to the atmosphere and what impact it has on climate change and cows and not only dairy cows, but beef cattle. You know, we shouldn't be eating beef, and we shouldn't be doing this, shouldn't be drinking milk, that sort of thing. So where do you come in on the impact or the effect that animals do have on our atmosphere?
I come in pretty squarely with the base of holistic management, that when we use cattle intelligently as a tool, they are by far a net gain for the environment, for even methane. When we promote their proper use, we also promote methanotrophs on the soil surface, et cetera, et cetera. And we promote the carbon cycle. So I'm pretty squarely on the yes, cattle are a positive when managed correctly.
So for those of you who listen to me in whatever form, whether it's just on this program or whether you listen to my Monday through Friday program or anything that I've done over the years, I've talked about this, and people say to me, I'm criticized all the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. You sound like a guy with a paper butt, all kinds of things that come. So now you have the science to prove, not that I need to be right, but I am. It's 21 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Romanticism wrapped around farming still, even though it's a tough road to hoe. I have decided to pursue it, but it's an avocation for me, not a vocation. We're here aimed at helping those who have it as a vocation, American family farmers, farmers that are running farm businesses, the local boar movement that benefits from the food that's produced, the dairy. So I'm responding to some complaints that we don't have enough dairy discussion on this program. Thus, Phyllis Van Amberg is here, who along with her husband Paul runs Dharma Lee Farm in Sharon Springs, New York. We're also talking about the Savory Institute, which is aimed at having people understand how the land can be improved. Those people who depend on the land like we do, the public is being told something that's not true. I don't like the word lie because I think it's offensive, but what you're being told by the brain trust that thinks that everything that we do, including what mankind does, breathing, should be eliminated so that we don't have climate change. Climate change is going to occur no matter what, whether we're here or we aren't. We may be in some way, shape, or form affecting it by what we do, but to have people tell us that cows on the land are responsible for climate change is about as it's worth about as much, and I probably shouldn't say this because it's an insult to cow poop, but it's worth about as much as what comes out of the back end of a cow, which, in fact, according to your work and my understanding of it, is quite valuable, given what goes on in the digestive process of the cow and the microbes that come out in the poop. Ever notice, I'm sure you have, but I say this to the unwashed, if you ever walk in a pasture a day, two, three after a cow's pooped in a place, you see the grass around the poop to be very green and wonder, why do you suppose that is? Well, it's because of the microbial impact of what's come out of the back end of that cow that is contributing greatly to the photosynthetic process, which we need to have, otherwise we can't breathe, because the photosynthesis gives us the oxygen we breathe. Most people don't even know that, do they, Phyllis?
No, they don't. It's definitely an uphill battle, but we're chipping away at it, aren't we?
Well, we're trying to anyway. So, how do you approach it? Who's coming to the Savory Institute to learn from you and the others who were there?
So, for the most part, now it's my fellow family farmers that send their milk, also grass-fed milk, to Maple Hill Creamery. So, I'm doing consulting pretty robustly starting this year. And I'm starting with pasture plans, mostly because, as you know, dairy farmers are absolutely strapped, both financially and time-wise, emotionally. So we try to focus on pasture management, which is a little bit overemphasized in holistic management, but truthfully, the biggest bang for your buck. So I'm doing workshops, and I'm giving these family farmers pasture plans that will increase their pasture productivity year over year, regardless of weather. And by focusing on that, we can really start to loop in all of the other core principles that are going to help them really proliferate their production from the ground up. And, you know, what's really nice is make room for each other, because when you increase your own animal days per acre or tons per acre by understanding these principles, your, as we have here on the farm, your acreage actually shrinks. So you don't need to now gobble up the farm, the fields of your neighbor in order to stay in business. You can actually remain profitable with the acreage that you have and perhaps even shrink that. So we're starting right now working with those farms, which is about 120 farms at this point, with some more in the works. I'm hoping to get to as many as I can, and we're doing one-day workshops starting with a pasture plan.
All right, so the one-day workshops, we ought to talk about those. Maybe we can conduct a mini workshop here on the program. How's that? Maybe that way people who are listening will sign up for it. I think that's part of what I want to do, is help you out, because the message needs to be, the best practices message needs to be as open and out there as possible. So we continue with Phyllis Van Amberg on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659.
1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest.
Farming and what happens on the land is the focus of this hour, a good day program called the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to affect, hopefully, what's going on the farms of America, the people who use and benefit from all the work that's done by the family farmers, the great produce, the milk, if we are to be accurate. I'm more likely, as I said in the last half hour, to be pushing dairy because I'm a dairy guy. But I'm also inquisitive, and I don't know that much about the world of produce. So more often than not, I have people on the program. And let's face it, there are more produce people now with smaller acreage, 4 acres, 10 acres, 15 acres, doing their thing. And so we address the problems that they have, but they have to have good land. And so this whole business that we're focused on here, the Savory Institute, in fact, I said I wanted to talk more about cattle, and that's part of the mission here. But basically, what's happening with Phyllis Van Amberg, who runs the Savory Institute in Sharon Springs, New York, is to give people an idea about how you can manage livestock to the benefit of the land. I'm on your website. You tell us that a third of the Earth's land surface is grassland. I was not a fan, Phyllis. This is not a program about politics, and we very rarely, other than me, criticizing the bureaucrats, which is not politics, although leadership comes from whoever politically is in charge. They sort of set the tone for the bureaucrats, and in the last last 16 years, I think we've gone backward with both the most recent administrations really lost, and I'm being nice when I say that, when it came to the overabundance of regulation, regulating the wrong things for the wrong reason, that sort of thing. I remember when Obama first became president, one of the first things that I remember hearing from him that I took note of was some pronouncement that we ought to close down 50,000 acres of dairy land because he believed that the cows were ruining the atmosphere and plant trees on those 50,000 acres. He lost me. That was gone. From that point on, he had no credibility because he knew what the hell he was talking about.
He was going to have to do that project by himself. I'm not going to.
Yes, he was. That right, that's for sure. All right, so 70% of the world's grasslands have been degraded. They are, as in the area where you are in New York and where I am. My problem is different, though. In Massachusetts, where my farm is, I use about 800 acres of land for hay, silage, and that sort of thing. And it's the same land we use over and over again. I'm in the process, or will be. I start in the fall, and I'll finish it in the spring, of converting four or five more fields. I'm trying to up the value of the hay fields. Doing so, you know, it's a lot of work, but you got to do it. There's nobody else around doing farming in my neck of the woods anyway. So I have to do, as you were suggesting, bring back a lot of fields that are not in good shape. They've just been let to play out. So how do you teach people how to do that at the Savory Institute?
We do. And, you know, it's so many farmers that have succeeded, especially dairy farmers up until this point. It's really a joy to do this work with dairy farmers because they already understand. I don't have to go back to the beginning and understand and sort of explain the ecosystem processes, the water cycle, mm-hmm. mineral cycle, energy flow, community dynamics. We all understand biodiversity, the soil health. I think I can just brush over that, and we can get right to the nuts and bolts of how using sort of it's a framework of ways to prioritize your operation. We have so much information. We know a lot about agronomy. We know all kinds of things about cows. We know about breeding. We know about efficiency, but there's all different measures of efficiency. So where do we put our efforts first? And that's what I really try to help these farmers with. And the grazing in, especially in grass-fed dairy, is so powerful because it doesn't cost anything to mm-hmm. get started on something that will become profitable. And I start out with statistics over the last 3 years, moving from rotational grazing to using a grazing plan from the Savory Institute that allows me to shift daily. Anyway, as you know, the last 2 years we had, I believe you did as well, we had a drought right in the middle
horrible
of the growing
drought.
Season. June
horrible,
was dry.
Horrible.
It was
awful.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
So between 2014, when I was rotational grazing, and then 2015 and 2016, with my pasture plan, I tracked the animal days per year on the pasture, and I went from over 11,000 to over 15,000 to over 18,000. So in spite of those long periods of drought, we had 5 weeks and 6 weeks, I had 64% more animal days in 2016 versus 14, with the same farm, same cows, same pastures, but different weather. And it's the ability to shift nimbly that and look at what's happening on the land, use all that information, that's so powerful, which is why he says it's the management. It's being able to put the cows in the right place at the right time with the right effect. And you if you don't have a plan, it's too much to handle in your brain day to day. So
well,
we start there. And yeah. It's been very powerful.
One of the things that I find here, talking about power, I'm thinking about my own circumstance. At one point in time, I was milking about 135, 140 cows on the dairy farm that I have. I have two farms. I had a place where I raised the heifers. The cows, the maternity ward was there. So the bred heifers were there. They had their calves, and then I moved them to the other farm to milk them. And so we have 84 acres of pasture on this one particular piece of property. And so now I've limited the number of cows to about 80, actually less than that. In the drought last year, I had to, I fanned out and found some pasture here and there that I could use. But I actually had to sell some cows to Pennsylvania because I am careful about where they go because I don't slaughter my cows.
Yeah.
I don't do that sort of thing. I want them to be taken care of the way I take care of them. And it's hard to find these people. And it was really hard this year because nobody had any feed. But normally it's an acre per animal is what you ought to go for. And I found that my pasture really played out fast. And had to feed him whatever I could, you know, find around to feed him. And so that you overgraze that way, and that doesn't do the pastures any good at all. So that's part
of what
I'm guessing you're dealing with in this holistic management cycle that you have. It's just an educational thing as much as anything else, and finding the tools to move the electric fence from one part to another is fairly easy now conceptually to do, right?
That's right. And then, you know, knowing exactly when the whole thing is counterintuitive, because farmers tend to graze. They try to keep up with the grass in the spring and sort of give the cows a paddock that is sized for the amount of dry matter they want the cows to eat. And, mm-hmm. you know, this goes back to Voisin's work, where you really need to focus on the time factor of recovery periods and impact. But, you know, this is the way that we sort of get through. And we graze our 50 dairy cows on about 85 acres. And mm-hmm. last year we provided 162 days of feed unsupplemented on those 85.
Good for you. Yeah. That was much better than I did. That's for sure. So you sell your milk. Your milk goes because you're not organic, it sounds like, but you're focused on pasture fed. So there's a sort of a co-op, a small co-op of farmers who are doing that. You're selling your milk direct to the supermarkets and stores, and are you direct on the farm as well?
No, we're not direct on the farm, and it is certified organic. It's certified.
Oh, it is. Okay. Good.
Yep, certified organic and certified grass-fed, and it goes to Maple Hill Creamery. They're nationwide. I think they're in 6,000 stores and growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and you know, all supported by the family farms here in New York State, which is really, really exciting for us.
Yeah, it is. It's a great way. It's a great example. Check out the website, savoryinstitute.com. A few more minutes with Phyllis Van Amberg in a few moments. First, if you're hiring and you're a farmer and you want to know where to post your job to get the best candidates, you go to ziprecruiter.com. That's ziprecruiter.com/DJV to be able to use it free. Find the help you want. Need a herdsman? Go to ziprecruiter.com. They focus on any industry. You need people who operate or repair the equipment. Whoever, whatever you need, in any city, any place around the country, use ziprecruiter.com/DJB. Free usage, a way to find the best help. They'll help you juggle the candidates, rate them, hire the right person, do it quickly, efficiently, and without cost to you to get started. ZipRecruiter.com/DJB. That's an innovative way to find people for the farm at ZipRecruiter.com/DJB. Free.
Continuing my series profiling women farmers today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. It's uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Even though the majority of primary farm operators in the United States are men, there are quite a few women who fill that role on their farms. One of them is Cameo Van Horn, who raises 863 acres of corn and soybeans near Danube, Minnesota.
I get the comment all the time, well, you farm with your husband. I say, no, I'm the farmer. My husband farms with me. And they kind of look at me and say, oh, okay. And then once they get to know me, they usually say, yep, she's the farmer.
Van Horn hadn't planned to go into farming, but when her parents asked her if she'd come back to the farm, she says it seemed like the right thing to do. Sometimes she has to get creative to find workarounds when physical strength is needed, but, says Van Horn, her female perspective helps in some ways, too.
I maybe look at farming a little bit differently as either a mom or a female, just for the safety aspect of it, trying to figure out what I can do that would be a safer way to do something. And if I can do it a safer way and it's still profitable, then I'll do it that way.
Tomorrow, the last show of this series on women farmers. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about taxes. As we get prepared to do our tax, remember, by April 15th, you've got to have the money to the feds and to the state as well. You can file later in the year, have an extension. You can go to August or October if you need to, but you got to have the money in place. And as I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about tax credits. I believe a lot of good comes from legislation that sort of maneuvers people to get something done by giving them incentive, i.e. tax credits. And doubling the tax credit to offset the cost of higher wages is one of the things that Farm Bureau and some of the other groups, the NFU, are looking at. I think it makes a lot of sense. The overall farm income has dropped in our country over the past year. No matter what kind of farming you're doing, farm income is down. So at the same time, expenses are going up, income is going down. What are you going to do about labor costs? The higher minimum wage affects most of us who have farms. You can't increase your prices to make up for the growing gap because people will go elsewhere. I mean, we're used to buying cheap food in our country. Not that we're not educating them through, hopefully, programs like this to know that it's worth it to spend a little more money to get better quality food. But this is a real problem, the business about higher wages on farms. Farm income is down. We need to do something to keep people down on the farm. And one of the, because it's like 70 cents, 80 cents a buck for some of these workers. And just, you know, you pay that out over, you got a few workers and all the hours, it adds up very quickly. So perhaps you ought to write to your congressman and your senator and suggest to them you want them to consider a tax credit to offset the costs from paying your workers. Let's get it started this year. 46 after the hour now, the American family farmer Phyllis Van Amberg is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. She runs Dharma Lee, a grass-fed dairy operation in Sharon Springs, New York, and also runs the Savory Institute. Go to thesavoryinstitute.com. You'll see things that in many of our minds are sort of duh, but I wonder how many people don't, because only 2% of the people in our country make their living off the land anymore anyway. So understanding that without the grassland, without agriculture, we have nothing. We don't have a civilization. We don't have any food. We have no economy. You can't have people if you don't have agriculture. And there's so many people that are lost with that concept because they think everything comes from the store. I've used my farm, I bet you have too, Phyllis, as a teaching tool. So to teach kids where the food comes from, where does the milk come from, that sort of thing. Because you ask a lot of kids, oh, it comes from the store. And it just is amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How distant we have become so quickly from the reality. I mean, people think it's a joke when I ride up and down the street in my tractor. Kids look at me and they look, they point and they laugh. You know, that kind of stuff. No respect for,
yeah.
I think it's better where you are. But anyway, this is how people need to be. That word is overused sometimes, empower. But this coursework looks like it does empower people. It's just another way of trying to make your land and what you're doing more valuable. That's really the bottom
line
here, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's what the Savory Institute is trying to do. So for us here, New York is a dairy state. And so for us, contextually, we've got a lot of dairy farmers, and we try to help them. Our partners in the hub, Claudia Kenny and Willie Denner, run a CSA vegetable farm with some beef integrated. They use those with the cover crops, and they're in the Hudson Valley. So they do a lot, you know, as you do with the veggie growers in their region. And so all around the globe, we've got hubs that are bringing this information and this ability to teach holistic management to contextually relevant spots so that we get the sort of people that know what's going on in that region and can support the other producers in that region. And it's gaining momentum, and I'm really excited about it.
So what about your family, others who are involved in running your farm? You and your husband, who else is there, or can the two of you do it by yourself?
We tried to do it by ourselves since we're little. When we got the farm, we had three kids. We've got five now. So actually, the three oldest help tremendously, and the fourth is also critical. We have we built a chute to feed silage, and it drops down into wheelbarrows, and he goes in and shoots scrapes everything down in. But Vincent, our oldest son, works a lot with the tractors, and he milks. My oldest daughter, Grace, she milks half the time. Maggie milks, I think she's six milkings a week now. So everybody jumps in where they can. You know, Maggie, Ruby, our youngest, you know, she's in charge of salt and minerals in the tie stall when that's appropriate.
See, that's it. You got to bring the whole family in on it, and they have to share with their friends, the same as you're sharing with your adult friends, all of this information. So good luck to you. I will come see if I can find you in a weekend or so. The Savory Institute, Sharon Springs, New York, Phyllis Van Amberg, Dharma Lee, thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Focus on the farm and what's going on with you and me and us and those who depend on you and me and us for the food that they eat. I'm going to speak up for the animals in a moment. First, though, I want to remind you as a part of what is the health and well-being of those on the farm. One of the things that is very apparent, farmers are working harder and harder. They need more sustenance. And one of the ways to get it is through a product called Super Beets. Eating the foods that you grow on the farm is one thing. Making sure that what you're putting into your body is as healthy as it can be. And then supplementing, because in this era, no matter what, we can't grow all of our own food, and therefore we need supplementation. And this is a way to help your blood flow better than any other way I know of, using beets that are grown on farms just like yours. Dietary nitrates come from these beets. They're grown on these farms around the country, and then they are cooked and they are dried and powdered and put into a canister. Super Beets, dietary nitrates that come in beets. Pretty much anybody who knows anything about growing knows that dietary nitrates come from green vegetables and mostly from beets, because beets are the easiest way to get these. That's what's natural about the beets. Fabulous somebody figured this out. Now, you use the product and keep healthy circulation, open up your arteries, get the blood to your muscles, your brain, everything that needs to function well for you to be an American family farmer. Keep your blood pressure healthy by taking a glassful of Super Beets every day. If you've never tried Super Beets, get on the bandwagon. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com to get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry beets free. That's right, free, a 30-day supply with your first order, plus the book Beat the Odds. It explains how beets work to keep you strong and healthy and functioning in your job on the farm. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
And now this comment. It's time for us to understand what the movement around the country, which was started by, I think, some of the people at the Farm Sanctuary, Gene Bauer's organization. It's in upstate New York, and he's got also a branch in California. The focus on the health and security. It's actually sanity as much as anything else. You know, whether you respect some of my friends who are in the dairying business and people who raise animals for slaughter, think that the animals are just a commodity. I don't happen to subscribe to that belief. I think the animals are, they're not people, but they are beings, and they deserve respect. And I know that a lot of you find that to be contrary to what you were brought up understanding or thinking, but the animals will perform so much better, frankly, if they're better taken care of. That's been my experience. I've always been around, whatever it was, the first time when I was, 7 years old, I shoveled out a calf pen, understood what it, I didn't understand at the time, really, conceptually, but I get why they need room, because they grow up healthier, they need the muscle strength, they need the ability to move around, which has not been what's happened until recently. A lot of people are trying to stop farm abuse of animals. I think the American family farmer is not like the factory farms. I think the problem is that we all get put into the same bailiwick, we all get put into the same kettle of fish, and we aren't. I don't know anybody who's doing dairying the way I do and the way the lady was on with us today who keeps the calves in a pen where they can't move around. It just isn't productive. It's not smart. But there are a lot of these places around the country that do abuse cows, and some of the cows are terrified. The sheep, the pigs, the chickens, the turkeys get abused and neglected. So we need to stop that. That attitude is a negative attitude, and it's not very smart. It's not good for your business. It's not good for the animals. It's not good for you, ultimately. So I'm not here to preach necessarily, but I think that if you think it through, you will find abusing the animals is, you may not even think about it that way, but it's no way to treat the animals. Get the best out of them. Treat them the best you possibly can. That's what I think. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer at 59 after the hour.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.